A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 32, verses 7 to 14. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Go down now, because your people, whom you brought out of Egypt, have apostatized. They have been quick to leave the way I marked out for them. They have made themselves a calf of molten metal and have worshipped it and offered it sacrifice. Here is your God, Israel, they have cried, who brought you up from the land of Egypt." The Lord said to Moses, "I can see how headstrong these people are. Leave me now, my wrath shall blaze out against them and devour them. Of you, however, I will make a great nation." But Moses pleaded with the Lord his God. "Lord," he said, "why should your wrath blaze out against this people of yours, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with arm outstretched and mighty hand? Why let the Egyptians say, 'Ah, it was in treachery that he brought them out to do them to death in the mountains and wipe them off the face of the earth'? Leave your burning wrath, relent, and do not bring this disaster on your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, your servants, to whom by your own self you swore and made this promise, 'I will make your offspring as many as the stars of heaven, and all this land which I promised I will give to your descendants, and it shall be their heritage forever.' So the Lord relented and did not bring on his people the disaster he had threatened." The word of the Lord. Moses seemed to have great confidence in dealing with God. He also loved his people, even though they were lacking in gratitude to him as well as to God. They were also stiff-necked, disloyal, and it seems superstitious and selfish. How could they have abandoned the Lord so easily? They were also stupid. Most of us have friends and relatives who have done stupid things. Despite the gifts of the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, they have turned their backs on God. It may be just laziness, but they no longer go to church, worship the God of money instead, and have forgotten their own history and the relationship they had with Jesus. But just like the Israelites had Moses, our family and friends have us. We love them, warts and all, despite everything. And we have confidence in God also. They don't deserve anything, but we still plead to God for them, and God will always listen to us and answer our prayer. God is a soft touch. As St. Paul says, we may be unfaithful, but God is always faithful. These people are lucky they have us in their lives.